Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. Judas makes a sort of confession to the chief priests, acknowledging that he has done wrong. He's had a change of mind about what he has done in betraying Jesus, and says, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. Jesus was innocent, he realizes. And he realizes that he has sinned in betraying him. He makes confession to the priests, but where is the absolution? Do they give it to him? The chief priests were the ones who were charged by God to make sacrifices for sins. Animals were to be brought and killed to make atonement for the sins of the people. And they did these sacrifices day after day after day. Sacrifices went on morning and evening in the temple. And on the Day of Atonement, when they went into the most holy place to make atonement before God for sin. They should know about sin and about forgiveness. And when someone comes and confesses sin, they of all people should know what the answer is for sin, what God's answer is, what he has given them to give out. And that is forgiveness. And do they give it? No. They dismiss Judas. We hear in our translations, they say, what is that to us? See to it yourself. There is no forgiveness. To forgive this sin would be to acknowledge that it is sin. And that would be to implicate themselves. Because they're the ones that paid the money to Judas to betray innocent blood. And they don't believe this blood is innocent, it seems. They believe Jesus should be guilty. And so to give out forgiveness for something that they don't believe is a sin would be also to implicate themselves and to say that they too have sinned and they need forgiveness. They have not come to the point that Judas has come to in realizing that they have sinned against the Lord, that they are not in the right, that they are wrong, that they are in need of forgiveness. And so they do not offer Judas forgiveness, but instead throw it back on him. Take care of it yourself. And Judas does try to take care of it. He takes the money that he had received and he throws it into the temple. Perhaps he thinks that this is part of penance, of making up for it. Perhaps he feels guilty to hold that money, the money that he was paid to betray innocent blood, and he throws it back. But throwing it back does not throw out his sin. It can't take the sin that is on him off of him. And perhaps Judas realizes that. And so he goes another step further to try to take care of his sin. He goes and hangs himself. He commits suicide. Does he think that he can get rid of the sin by killing the sinner? That he can get rid of the guilt by getting rid of the guilty? But he can't. That won't take away his sin. It won't take away his guilt. In fact, it will make it all that much worse. Because now he has closed the window of grace for himself. He has rejected the grace and forgiveness of God in Jesus. And has tried to take care of the sin on his own. What if Judas had realized that his sin could be taken care of, not by the shedding of his own blood, but could be taken care of by the very innocent blood that he betrayed. That the very innocent blood which he betrayed was the one that could pay for his sins. The one that could give him hope, that could wash him clean. That because it was innocent, it could pay for his sins. That his own guilty blood could not atone for his own sins. But rather that he needed to throw himself on the grace and mercy of God in Jesus Christ. And run to Jesus and to his innocent and holy blood to receive that. The blood that Jesus gave out at this Last Supper for the forgiveness of sins. If only he had believed that this blood, shed, which would be shed on the cross, could pay for all of those things. That it could wash away his shame, his unworthiness, his guilt, and declare him right with God. If only he had believed this and had hoped in Christ. Because he was right to hope, to realize that there was no hope in himself. But he is not the only one who fails to see the real solution for his problem. If only the chief priests who were there had realized that the animals that they sacrificed day after day after day were all looking forward to, were all trying to teach them about the one whom they had participated in betraying. That the one that they wanted dead was the very one who was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That this Lamb could pay for their sins, could atone for theirs, and that they had sins that needed to be atoned for. Because they don't even come to the point of realizing that they are wrong and that they are sinners in need of the same forgiveness that God is teaching them about day after day through the temple sacrifices. If only they had realized that the Lamb of God, the real Lamb, was here to die for them, to pay for their sins, and to give them life. And that then, through his church, forgiveness would not be given out by the death of lambs and bulls and goats, but by the death of the Son of God. And by that once for all perfect sacrifice given out in his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. If only they had realized that in Jesus was the fulfillment of everything they had learned and in everything that they were doing. If only. Both Judas and the chief priests turned a blind eye to Jesus, to their only hope, to the innocent blood that can make them innocent. Both turned to themselves to solve the problems of their sin. On the one hand, Jesus turns to himself and tries to do penance, to throw back the money, to kill himself, to take care of his sin. And the chief priests try simply to justify themselves, to defend themselves by their own reason and strength. But none of that would pay for it. Both have a problem that we can run into as well. On the one hand, we, in response to God's word, can be like the chief priests, who can be secure in our sins, who try to defend our sins and say that we are okay, that we have fulfilled God's law, that we've tried hard, that we've been good people, and rest on what we have done. To say we're good, we're right with God. Or we can be like Judas and give up hope that God could pay for our sins. We can fall into despair and say there is no more hope for us. We have done too much wrong. We have messed up so badly that there is no hope for us. Either one, either response is wrong, because it does not turn to Jesus, to the innocent blood that was shed on behalf of us for our sins. But still, that blood is here for you today. Still, Jesus, the Lamb of God, holds out his sacrifice to you as he gives you today the very body that he broke on the cross, the blood that he shed for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you may receive this Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and believe your sins are forgiven. That even should you have, like Peter, denied Jesus, that your sins can be forgiven. So that, like Peter, you believe in Jesus and his forgiveness, and unlike Judas, look to Jesus for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.